Welcome to the City of San Antonio's Breathe Today, Essay Tomorrow Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Thea Sutterbo, Public Affairs Manager, and I'm here at City Hall with Councilwoman Villagran. Rebecca J. Villagran was elected to City Council District 3 in May 2013 and re-elected to the office in 2015 and 2017. Councilwoman Villagran attended Texas State University, where she received a Bachelor of Science degree in Geography, Urban and Regional Planning. Desiring to make an impact in San Antonio's city government, she returned to her hometown after graduating from college to work as a city council aide. Her focus was working with neighborhood associations and constituent services. She has a vast background advocating for small businesses throughout her tenure, serving the San Antonio Hispanic Chamber of Commerce as Vice President of External Affairs and working as the Director of Government and Community Relations for Mexicans and Americans Thinking Together, or MAT, as well as maintaining her family's small business. Welcome, Councilwoman, and thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me here today.
You're one of the longest-serving members on council and have been one of the biggest advocates for San Antonio's air quality with your experience as a policymaker. What are your thoughts on how San Antonio can manage to retain its status as the largest cleaner city in the nation?
Well, I think one of the things that we know that air quality brings challenges to San Antonio's business community. But I think what's helping right now is the conversation with air quality and what policies we can make at our level when it deals with transportation, those questions about having to get to work. And also, we've made some great policy strides in these last couple of years when it came to banning the coal sealant and banning, an anti-idling ban as well. I think it's important that these little things can continue to add up in order to help with our air quality. But we know that we want to attract businesses to San Antonio, but we also want to make sure that we have a great, vibrant, and wonderful air quality in San Antonio as we attract businesses and people to the community in the future.
Councilwoman, your response emphasizing the economy relates to your recent appointments to the Economic and Workforce Development Committee and the Economic Development Corporation Board of Directors. There's a weighty goal for San Antonio to be an attractive city to startups. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Sure. It is a lofty goal, but I believe it's very feasible. We are a very appealing community today with an educated workforce, friendly business climate, and competitive utility costs, but we can improve. We are changing the narrative of our growth by elevating all the amenities of our South Side. The South Side is fueling prosperity with new educational opportunities, workforce development, and job creation, our World Heritage Site, and renewed investment from partners. All of these opportunities are very apparent to businesses and startups looking to relocate. Once we locate them here, we should never be complacent into thinking they are here to stay. Obstructions such as air quality mandates that are burdensome to business can be a strike on our welcome mat for businesses to grow and flourish.
Your passion for people and the planet is very evident in your work in policymaking. Can you tell us how you came to specifically place natural resources and the environment as a priority in your policy vision?
I think growing up on the South Side, it really helped set a path forward for me, really growing up and seeing the different oil refineries in the South Side, the different sewage detention centers that were on the South Side, and wanting to make sure that we had different options, that we could do our part for the entire city. I didn't want to have to build another landfill in the city and didn't want to see another sewage detention center in the South Side of San Antonio. So putting that forward and making sure that what can we do when it comes to recycling? What can we do when it comes to transportation options? If that's hike and bike, if that's more frequent via routes, or if it's just walking in those pedestrian mobility areas. District 3 also has the most amount of sidewalk gaps in the city. So we need to have sidewalks in order to walk from one place to another. And those are things that we're working on.
Councilwoman, thank you very much for your support and vision to preserve San Antonio's air quality. We look forward to continuing this dialogue with you and all residents of San Antonio. You can find out more information on additional blog talks via social media or on our website at sanantonio.gov/breathetoday. Thanks again for listening to the City of San Antonio's Breathe Today, Essay Tomorrow Blog Talk Radio.